You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. It's William Parma with the Breakthrough Investor Show, where we focus on breaking through limitations and barriers to get you to that next level of investing. Not only do we want to share breakthrough stories, but we also want to give you some valuable tips on how to invest. Today's episode, we're going to be listening to my co-host, Charles Rose Jr., and our founder of Master Passive Income, Dustin Heiner, talk about just that. Talk about strategies for acquiring rental properties, how to buy properties for cash flow, and why you should do that. And then also touching on using OPM or other people's money as leverage to purchase more properties. This way, if you do it correctly, it actually will scale your business much faster. What would you do if you had $5,000 a month in passive income? Well, I know for me, it would free up a lot of time to spend with my family, which is why most of us get started in investing. Today, Charles is going to talk about how he went from nothing to $4,000 a month in passive income in just 18 months. That's pretty amazing. And if you're really interested in real estate investing and don't know where to start and don't know how to start, give this episode a listen.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show, where we guide you to financial freedom and break barriers in your investing to give you the secrets to success. And now, here are your hosts, Charles Rose Jr. and William Parmer. It is absolutely possible in 3 years to make $5,000 a month in passive income if you're starting from zero. Like, you absolutely can do this. Now, passive income is where you work one time and you get paid over and over and over again. Like, let's say you write a book. You write a book and it sells literally for the next 100 years. You're getting paid every single time that book sells. Same exact thing. So it's 100% possible to go from zero passive income and in 3 years making $5,000 a month. Hey guys, my name is Dustin Heiner with Master Passive Income. And I'm here to help you learn how to quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by investing in real estate rental property so you never, ever have to work a job again. And on with me is Charles Rose Jr., one of my students who's actually crushing it in this real estate investing business. Now, Charles, do you think it's absolutely possible that we could, in 3 years, get to $5,000 a month in passive income?
Absolutely, Dustin. And, you know, just within 18 months, I'm able to build my business all the way up to almost $4,000 in passive income in 18 months. So definitely in 3 years, we could definitely do something like this. And many people have done it. I know you have many students who have done it, and even sooner. So it is absolutely achievable.
There are many ways to do passive income. So I'm not saying like this is the one best. Actually, well, I will tell you, this is the best way to do it. But there's other ways. Like if you're an artist, you write books, you do other things like affiliate marketing for online businesses. But I'm going to tell you the best way that I know, and many hundreds of my students know. And on top of that, I literally don't do a thing. I worked one time buying a house and then I rent it out and have other people do the work and then I make money. So what you want to do is start investing in real estate. Buying one rental property that makes you $250 a month in passive income. So all you do is you basically buy one property, you add up all your expenses, taxes, insurance, mortgage, property manager fees. Very, very simple. Add them all up. Then make sure you could rent it out for more than your expenses are. And that difference is your passive income. So what you want to do is start investing in real estate. The next thing that you want to do is make $250 or more in passive income from every single property. That's the minimum. Remember, this is or more. I have some properties that are literally making me $800 a month in passive income. That's literally after all the expenses are paid, because I don't pay my taxes, my insurance, my mortgage, my property manager. I don't pay that stuff. My tenants do, and they pay that. Basically, they pay me and I pay them, but it's not my money. And then everything left over is all of my passive income. Charles, is it possible to actually buy a property and make $250 a month in passive income or more?
It is absolutely possible, Dustin. And, you know, one of the things is knowing your numbers, analyzing properties, and finding that property where you could make $250 or more. Like Dustin said, you could make even more than that. So you should be making $250 in passive income for every property that you purchase. There's many other videos where we teach you how you can find these types of properties, how you can search, how you can analyze those numbers, putting in the offers. It's so important to make $250 or more to help you build that wealth and monthly passive income. We want to take this time to tell you about our real estate investing course that we are giving away completely spree. This course has helped countless people become real estate investors, including us. And now it's your turn.
That's right, Charles. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, to 33777, and we'll give you the MPI Real Estate Investing course completely free. And if you got anything out of this show, please share it with at least one other person to help them invest in real estate also.
Most people work a regular job. They're working 40 hours or more every single week for a paycheck. I literally work 30 minutes, and that's at best. 30 minutes, not a day, not a week, but 30 minutes a month. And all I do is I get my property management statement from my property managers, make sure everything looks good, and then put it away and go back to hang out with my family, you know, playing golf, go and do whatever I want. It's because I built a passive income business that where it runs itself. I've accounted for all the expenses. My tenants pay for all that. And what you want to do is scale your business with leverage. Now, what leverage is basically using other people's money. There's an acronym. It's OPM, other people's money, because it doesn't have to be your money. It could be the bank's money. It could be your grandfather's money. It could be your neighbor's money, the business owner around the corner. It could be anybody else's money, but you're utilizing their money to buy that property and then buy the next property. So what I did was when I got married, my wife and I had a little bit of money. We bought our first house. Then I used a mortgage to help me buy that house. And then I used the next one to buy that next house. And then I used more to buy that next house. Then I used another mortgage and then I borrowed money. I even used a credit card, which is really an advanced strategy. So I would not necessarily suggest you do that unless you absolutely know what you're doing. But I did. I bought a house with a credit card. I used a secured line of credit. I used my home equity. I've used other people's money to scale my business so much faster because one property makes me $250 a month. Imagine if I had 10 property. That's $2,500 a month. Now, Charles, you've used leverage. You've even used hard money before or when you buy the property, so you don't even have to use your own personal money. Is that right?
I absolutely love using other people's money, especially hard money and private money. And one of the good things about private money and hard money that you usually can't do at a regular lending institution or conventional lender is being able to use 100% of their money to buy the property. So I use private money lenders' money to buy the property and to fix the property up if there's any repairs. And this is so great. I'm literally doing deals. Like my wife and I, we are literally doing deals using $0 of our own money and buying these properties, totally using this leverage that Dustin is talking about to scale our business up. In fact, we were able to buy 4 properties recently, all using private money, and we didn't use any of our money. That's phenomenal. We didn't have the money to buy those 4 properties anyway. So we totally use leverage to build our business up and buy 4 properties at once.
A lot of people might be scared, Charles, when they think of borrowing that money from a hard money lender. They might be, or even just borrowing it from a mortgage. Like, how am I going to make sure I make those payments? Well, that's something that we teach over here at Master Passive Income, all the real estate wealth builders, which is my group coaching, even the one-on-one coaching, especially. I walk you through, and Charles is one of my coaches as well. We walk you through how you can actually do it right. So even though you're borrowing money, your tenants are paying that money back, and you know how to get out of that hard money, or you pay back your grandparents that you're borrowing money from. We teach you exactly how to do that. Now, the next thing that you want to do to get to $5,000 a month is to recycle your money over and over again. This is what I mean. A couple different ways. Number one, if you put any of your own personal money into a property, then you buy that house, it starts making you money. That money that you're making in passive income, let's say it's a minimum of $250, you save that $250 a month in passive income, set it aside to buy your next property. So that's basically recycling it back in. Then another way to recycle that you must do is literally take that money that you put into that first property, refinance it, pull that cash and equity. Like if you owe $100,000, but it's worth $200,000, you have equity in there. That $100,000 you can actually use to then pull out to buy your next property. So recycle your own personal money out and the equity out of the property to then buy that next property to scale your business. Now, I've done this many, many times. I know, Charles, you've actually used your home equity in many of your own properties many times. Is that right?
I have indeed. And And one of the things that, like Dustin said, we teach you how to do all of these things right. We'll teach you. I talk about private money, so we'll teach you how to do that right too with real estate wealth builders. But one of the things we've been able to do is not only were we able to buy the property with nothing down, not using any of our money, but in many cases, we're able to refinance the property and pull money out of the property to buy even another property.
On top of that, that is tax-free money. If you pull out money in a loan, as opposed to selling it, if you sell a house, you owe $100,000, but you sell for $200,000, that's possibly taxes that you're going to have to owe if it's an investment property. Well, if we refinance and pull cash out, it's a loan. So IRS doesn't tax you on a loan. So you get that tax-free, then your tenants pay that money back. Now, here is the way the $5,000 is going to work out to where you can get it in 3 years. You buy that first property, and you make $250 a month in passive income. Well, that's $3,000 a year. That's fantastic money. But let's say you save that money, you buy more properties, and you get to 10 properties. That's $2,500 a month in passive income. That's $30,000 a year without working. Now, let's say you get to 20 properties. You buy 20 properties, then you have $5,000 a month in passive income without working, and $60,000 a year in passive income without working. Like I said, that would dramatically change your life. You can quit your job, never work for anybody else again. So you guys get started, literally do that right now. I'll see you guys in the next one.